be surveilled, you know, the radical Muslim stuff. And our number one problem is what's going on, where they want to blow up our cities and they want to blow up our country. That's our number one problem.
And then our number two problem is crippled America. Continue with the number one problem, and I agree with you.
We better be careful with Osama bin Laden. There's a guy named Osama bin Laden who's saying really nasty things about our country. And 2 years before the World Trade Center came down, I talked about Osama bin Laden. You better take him out. I said, he's going to crawl under a rock. You better take him out. And now people are seeing that. They're saying, you know, Trump predicted Osama bin Laden, which actually is true. And then 2 years later, a year and a half later, he knocked down the World Trade Center.
After the collisions, the Israelis were seen dancing, and police were called to the scene for suspicions of involvement in the attacks. The Israelis were seen jumping and cheering, taking pictures of themselves in front of the burning towers.
I had my binoculars, and I could see the towers from my window. And this is where I, you know, I'm looking. And all of a sudden, down there, I see this van park. And I see three guys on top of the van. And I could see that they were, like, happy. You know, they didn't look shocked to me. You know, they didn't look shocked. I thought it was very strange.
Amazingly enough, we have found the moving company where the five Israelis worked.
Was this building being used as a front for some kind of Israeli intelligence operation that possibly was doing surveillance on the Arab American community? Were there men celebrating or slapping fives or whatever?
Some of the guys were kind of happy that, you know, they were smiling. It wasn't like something, you know, out of terror. And I think some of the people saw them up on the roof from that building over there and reported them to the police.
We had received an all points bulletin, and I just happened to see the van and, you know, hollered over to my lieutenant. You know, I think that could be the van. We checked it out, and it was. You know, we were all on edge, obviously, so I really wasn't looking to make friends with these people, and neither were the officers that I were with. Once we started talking to them, you know, they were pretty much like, hey, you know, we're not against you, we're with you.
The Israelis were, for a moment, in the gossip spotlight in Israel and were invited on an Israeli talk show.
And at that point, we were taken for another round of questioning, this time related to our allegedly being members of Mossad. The fact of the matter is, we are coming from a country that experiences terror daily. Our purpose was to document the event.
The five Israelis were detained for 10 weeks and finally deported on immigration violations after the FBI cleared them of any involvement in 9/11.
Things about our country. And 2 years before the World Trade Center came down, I talked about Osama bin Laden. You better take him out. I said, he's going to crawl under a rock. You better take him out. And now people are seeing that. They're saying, you know, Trump predicted Osama bin Laden, which actually is true. And then 2 years later, a year and a half later, he knocked down the World Trade Center. And I said, take the oil. Then we didn't take the oil. So ISIS got the oil. And as you know, Iran is getting the oil because Iran is going to take over all of Iraq.
Because the more I research what you've actually said and done, it's amazing.
First of all, I'm the most militaristic person there is. I'm going to build the military. If I win, I'm going to make our military so strong, so powerful that nobody's going to mess with us. We're going to take.
The Israelis were, for a moment, in the gossip spotlight in Israel and were invited on an Israeli talk show.
And at that point, we were taken for another round of questioning, this time related to our allegedly being members of Mossad. The fact of the matter is, we are coming from a country that experiences terror daily. Our purpose was to document the event.
I'm the most militaristic person there is. I'm going to build the military. If I win, I'm going to make our military so strong, so powerful that nobody's going to mess with us. We're going to take. Iran is running Iraq, and very soon we'll be virtually going to be totally running Iraq. So, I said, keep the oil. But if you're going to leave, take the oil. and everybody's getting everything but us. What do we get out of it, Alex? We had nothing.
Oh, the French and the Germans are getting the oil, and the Iranians are getting the oil.
Afghanistan is rich with minerals, not oil. For 3 years, I've been saying hit the oil because... But I said, hit the oil, and hit the oil, but we should keep the oil. In other words, we should keep. We'll get ExxonMobil. They'll go in. We'll get other of our oil companies. We'll get some of the great oil companies. We bid it out. We should keep the oil. You know, in the old days, to the victor belong the spoils, right?
Trump, let me say this. My audience, I'd say 90% supports you. Okay.
So Syria's our enemy. Iran is our enemy. Has never been a greater enemy to Israel. They don't like him and they don't like Israel. Speak to friends of mine that are Jewish. He's the worst thing that has ever happened to Israel. Iran will have a nuclear weapon. As soon as that happens, it's very close.
He's used his voice often and loudly in support of Israel, in support of security for Israel. We're honoring his long commitment to Israel.
Fox is a great supporter of Israel and believes strongly in Israel, that I can tell you. And we're going to pay great tribute to Joan Rivers, who truly did love Israel. Is that right? We love Israel. We will fight for Israel 100%, 1,000%. It will be there forever.
Okay, now let's go into the facts of this. Benjamin Netanyahu, educated in America, former Prime Minister of Israel, and evidently slated possibly to become prime minister again. Likudnik, one of the hardliners in Israel, just happened to be in the United States when 9/11 occurred. And he said something. He said, you know, that 9/11 was a good thing for Israel. 9/11 is a good thing for Israel. And he went on to express his opinion that it meant that the United States would now fully back Israel and its aims and ambitions in the Middle East. It was a good thing for Israel. 9/11 was good for Israel. What did he mean by that?
Donald Trump is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. And obviously, he is a maverick. He's an original. I've got so many questions, but you are vindicated. This has got to be the 50th time in the last 6 months on the radical Muslims celebrating, not just in New Jersey, but New York, Palestine, all over.
And the people were saying, many of the people from New Jersey, four or five people said, Mr. Trump, I saw it myself. I was there. They talked about Patterson, but they said, I saw it myself, Mr. Trump. I was there. So many people have called in and on Twitter, at Real Donald Trump, they're all tweeting. They were celebrating, and they were celebrating the fall of the World Trade Center. I think that's disgraceful.
It is. And radical Muslims celebrated on 9/11. Listen, I get it. I mean, you are a true maverick. Operatively, you're dead on, sir. You're right.
They were celebrating, and they were celebrating the fall of the World Trade Center. I think that's disgraceful.
It is. And radical Muslims celebrated on 9/11. Listen, I get it. I mean, you are a true maverick. Operatively, you're dead on, sir. You're right.
Story out of this in the media, because of course other spy rings have been caught in the US in the last decade, most notably the so-called dancing Israelis who were arrested shortly after 9/11. They were seen celebrating the collapse of the Twin Towers, and also the alleged art student spy ring, which was rounded up in 2002, and they again were supposedly Israeli Mossad agents. Now, both of these spy rings weren't prosecuted, and in fact, the stories have been quietly removed from things like Fox News websites and things. And the spies, or alleged spies, were just quietly deported back to Israel. There was no political hoo-ha, there was no media hoo-ha. and there was no prosecutions. So I think whatever happens to these alleged spies, and yeah, let's bear in mind that they are innocent until proven guilty, whatever happens to them is done for political reasons.
All right, very interesting insight there indeed. Former MI5 officer Annie Machon from Dusseldorf. Thank you.
We need surveillance. We need proper surveillance. We have people that truly are evil, and they're coming from someplace, and you know sort of where they're coming from, at least the vicinity. And I said, we need proper surveillance, whether it's a mosque or any place else. We have to be surveilled. And, you know, the radical Muslim stuff. And our number one problem is what's going on, where they want to blow up our cities and they want to blow up our country. That's our number one problem.
Is it possible that these Mossad assets were in place in New Jersey in order to film the first hit? And there's actually a lot of reports that they were there set up before the first plane.
They were set up before the first plane.
So you can confirm that. That's true. Yeah,
they were set up there before.
Carl, what about this question of advanced knowledge of what was going to happen on 9/11? How clear are investigators that some Israeli agents may have known something?
Well, it's very explosive information, obviously, and there's a great deal of evidence that they say they have collected. None of it necessarily conclusive. It's more when they put it all together. A bigger question, they say, is how could they not have known? Almost a direct quote, Brent.
After the collisions, the Israelis were seen dancing, and police were called to the scene for suspicions of involvement in the attacks. The Israelis were seen jumping and cheering, taking pictures of themselves in front. The Israelis were seen jumping and cheering, taking pictures of themselves in front of the burning towers.
Okay, I'm going to go to John now, and then we'll hold him over after the break, because we're coming up against a break. But John D. was not happy with me the other day, and so I'd like for him to express himself on the air and give him a chance to talk about what he wanted to say. So, John, welcome to the Power Hour today. Now, tell me what it is that you were upset about, and tell the listeners.
Hi, Joyce. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
I am perplexed over the publicity and the affection that so many Americans, well-meaning Americans, have for Donald Trump. And I have acquired a whole list of audio clips directly from the mouth of Donald Trump, which shows that he is lying about his intentions, and it indicates that it's very likely that President Donald Trump will be the man who allows the attack on Iran, because President Obama, according to Tex Mars, has refused to attack Iran. Otherwise, we would have been perhaps in a nuclear war by now. But when President Trump gets in, every one of us is in great peril. So that's my big concern that I would like to have you play on the air, if possible. This series of audio clips of Trump's lies directly from the mouth of Donald Trump.
Well, I think we can talk about those lies without having to play it, because it's quite lengthy. I think we could talk about that, and I don't mind you doing that. But okay. Wait a minute, Josh had something he wanted to say.
Yeah, I have a question. Which candidate is not going to put us in great peril? That's what
I'm
saying.
Well, you're right. They're all beholden to the Netanyahu war machine. I never like to say the Israel war machine, because the people of Israel will be the most devastated victims of this horrible conflict that is exploding right now in the Middle East with the attack, the brazen, egregious aggression against so many nations, wherein 250,000 Syrians, innocent Syrian civilian men, women, and children have been blown to bits.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Stay right there, and I want you to come back and talk about those things that you think he's lied about. We're going to be back, John D., and also I got a response from CBS. I'll let you know. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi-oh.
You know, we're all trying to do the next right and honorable thing. We really are. And people like John D., and I appreciate him calling in today, people are wanting to do the right thing and expose the right information, and I appreciate everyone doing that. Okay, let me get back to John D. John, go ahead, please. And what are you concerned about? And what is the option other than Donald Trump?
Okay, first what I'm concerned about is this. Trump is the president selected by the Netanyahu military, corporate, weapons manufacturers, industrial war machine.
Okay, how do you know that?
Because from this, if you would allow me to play Trump's own words, this will indicate to you that he is beholden to and will obey the orders for an attack on Iran. This is what I suspect. My suspicions are very high, and there's much evidence to indicate that he will obey Netanyahu's orders to attack Iran. Let me just say this. Trump is a president selected by the Netanyahu military, corporate, banking, war machine, and as Tex Mars has reported, Obama has refused Netanyahu's orders for the U.S. military to attack Iran. President Trump will obey the orders to attack Iran, thus likely leading to Russia's and China's nuclear retaliation and the global nuclear exchange, which will incinerate most of the human beings on planet Earth. As Netanyahu and the rest of the diabolical ruling elite descend into their protective underground cities, they are also planning to temporarily ascend into space in protection from the nuclear holocaust that will blanket planet Earth. If this sounds too fantastic, just ask Catherine Austin Fitz, who has exposed the trillions of dollars stolen to finance their underground and their secret off-planet safe zones of habitation.
Wow, she's never told me that. That's interesting. Okay,
I
so you are quoting...
I got it on my Vimeo channel.
Okay, but you're quoting... you're quoting Tex Mars, right?
No. Everything I read here was my own words. This is my statement. No one...
Okay, that's your statement. Okay,
yeah.
So...
And I'm telling you what Tex Mars has reported, and I... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. That's okay. I want to hear what
anyway,
you have to say.
Obama, despite his... You know, most people, and I too, have great disrespect for his behavior as president. But it could very well be that Obama was the only man who had the courage to defy and deny Netanyahu's command, domination of our United States government. It is egregious. It is shocking how the members of the U.S. Congress, and we've got this on videotape, the speech where about a year ago, when Netanyahu muscled his way onto the floor of the U.S. Senate, the U.S. House of Representatives, without permission from the president, and gave a speech, and you could see every member stood up, every fawning, terrorized
wow.
member of Congress stood up and gave him lavish applause because they were so much in fear.
Okay, let me go to the break. We've got a 1 minute, 10 second break. When we come back, I want you to finish up then with what you have to say. Thank you for joining us. You know, when our listeners have really strong beliefs and information, we want to hear about it, whether it, you know, it agrees with what we think or not. And John D. had this information that he wanted to share with all of you, and I'm glad that we took this time. I'm going to go to the other callers in just a minute, so don't hang up. But and we are waiting for the head of media relations with CVS to call. But, John, what else would you like to add? We've only got about 3 minutes here.
Okay, I'm going to tell you what, summarize what Trump said. I've got this on tape. Please, everyone, take this note down. Look for me, John DiNardo, DiNardo, on Vimeo.com. That's like the word video, only the letter D is replaced by the letter M. Vimeo.com, John DiNardo channel. I'll get this up today on my channel, and you'll be able to hear Trump's own words, wherein he lies about, and he mouths all the identical lies, sounds like they were scripted verbatim from Netanyahu's propaganda bulletins that he's been spewing out, intended to generate hatred against Iran and the Arab people. So Netanyahu, Trump has been spewing Netanyahu's propaganda hatred line for militating toward war so precisely, this indicates to me that Trump will indeed obey orders, and he's being selected by Netanyahu. He will obey orders to attack Iran, which will most likely result in Russia and China nuclear retaliation against Netanyahu, and who will suffer? The people of Israel. The people of Israel will be nuclear holocausted. And this is what I want to bring out to all Jewish people throughout the world, but not only Jews, but to all the Arabs and every single human being. We have an obligation to try to stop these madmen, because they do not represent Israel. They do not represent the Israeli people. Our leaders do not represent the American people. Trump will be a stooge for them. He's a billionaire. When did he ever care about the people? When did a multi-billionaire ever care about the people? They don't. They're against the people because look at their tax structure. Their tax structure is oppressive to the American people. They avoid the taxes and we pay their taxes. So Trump is not a friend of the common American. And also, what is he doing on television? If he's on television, you know he's been selected by the ruling elite. Look at a good man, Ron Paul, was pushed off of the television screen. So you know that Ron Paul was a good man. You know that Donald Trump is a stooge of the Netanyahu war machine because Donald Trump is plastered all over the television screens. Isn't that obvious that Trump is the choice of the diabolical ruling elite who own the television networks?
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your presenting it very well. Thank you very much, John. And we'll put that in the email blast. So do send it to thepowerhour@thepowerhour.com, and they'll get it to Catherine then to put in the email blast, your Vimeo. Okay?
Okay. Thank you, Joyce.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate, you know, I love it when we can disagree and be nice about it.
Absolutely.
I love it. I really do. I thank you very much for that, John.